Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villain Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics, with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signing, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, save money on the entertainment news. Money train, baby. With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Prince Duke, baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Assalamu alaikum, hello, good evening. It's all going down tonight on the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, guys. We're going to have one hell of a night. I forgot to call somebody up, man. It just came to my attention. I forgot to call up the Puerto Rican girl, this Puerto Rican promoter, the Puerto Rican stallion. I got to call her up. But first of all, I got great guests going to be on the show tonight. I hope everybody's tuned in, listening live. It's going down. We got People's Fernandez. We got Willie, the drunk bastard. Hey, we got Vienna's out right now. Vienna's sick. She got problems. She got issues. So she's not going to be here tonight. But Sister Gidge is going to fill in for her as soon as she calls in. I appreciate it. And we got Creek Dog on the show tonight. We're going to be talking to him from the LBC. He's going to be the first one up to bet. We also got my girl Fancy in the house. And she's going to be taking care of Cobra and Jay Good. Those guys are out there. Jay Good, his dad has some issues, and he's not going to be able to come in tonight. And Cobra is over in Canada, so we couldn't get a hold of him as far as getting a calling card. So Fancy's going to take care of that. And also we have Amy DeNoto. She's the Puerto Rican stallion. She's going to be in the house in about 2-3 minutes. I'm going to call her up and get her in the house. And, guys, it's going to be a great show tonight. Just check it out. Tune in. Stay right here. And I'm going to get everything live for you guys in about a second. So don't go anywhere. Check it out. You know how we do it.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
You got a radio show tonight, buddy?
Yeah, man, I got a radio show tonight. Why do you think you're here? Why do you think you tuned in?
Oh, we on the radio right now?
Yes, sir. You on the radio right now, brother.
Oh, okay. Who you got on here tonight? I just want to, you know, you got any country music artists on the show tonight?
Tonight we got a promoter from New York City. Her name is Amy DeSono. I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, so I'm going to leave that last name alone. But we got Amy going to be on the show, and we got Fancy filling in for Cobra and Jay Good. And also we got Creek Dog in the house. He's from the LBC. That's the dog pound. So we got a great cast on the show tonight, man.
All right. I got a question for you, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Is Fancy a fine black woman?
Do what now?
Is that a fine black woman? Who is Fancy?
Hey, Fancy is a voter. Come from.
Hey, Caesar, I don't know what you've been drinking, buddy, but you got one hell of a stutter again tonight, buddy.
Okay, hey, Fancy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you tell Willie where you're from, ma'am?
Actually, I'm from Virginia, but I live in Dallas.
Okay.
Oh, you live out in Dallas? I got people out there in Dallas living in big mansions and shit. I mean, excuse me, I'm on the radio. I'm sorry about that. But
no, it's all right. You can cuss on this radio, man. It's all good.
I can curse on air?
Yes, sir, you can.
All right, if I use the N-word, would that be offensive?
Yes, sir, that would be offensive, and please don't use the N-word. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Let me tell you who this guy is. This is Willie. This is a guy that comes on the show, like, every week. He's, like, part of the show right now, and he doesn't really know what's going on. Last week, we had Smash and Bone on the phone, and he made the man like a complete idiot, man. He was asking him questions like, who are you and what do you do? And Flesh and Bone took it pretty good. He basically broke it down for him and told him who he was.
I got that story wrong, buddy. He had me looking like an idiot because I didn't know who the hell he was.
Hey, man, look, check it out. Hey, dude, check it out, man. We're going to get the show started right now. Willie, if you don't mind, I'm going to get the show started, all right?
All right, buddy.
Okay, man. This is my girl, Nina Ross, guys. Let's get it in mind.
NerveDJ.com.
Hey, guys, I got a phone call already, man. I don't know who it is, but it's a 510 number. Caller, the show has just started. You can make a comment if you want, or you can ask a question to me because the show hasn't got started yet. What's up, 510?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going?
It's going great. Who is this?
This is Cool the Prophet, the Hood Pushing Records, Cool the Smoking Buddha, man. I'm calling on behalf, giving shouts out to my boy Creep Dog, man.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Chilling, man.
Man, I ain't heard from you in a minute, bro. What's going on with you?
I'm chilling, man. It's working, man. I'll be out there in the Bay in December, man. Later on December. Yeah.
Okay.
After Christmas, you know.
That's what's up then.
I'll be out that way, man. We got to hit up a couple of clubs in Frisco, man, and make something happen, you dig?
Yeah, man, because I'll be talking to these Afton people. They want us to come to Club 6, man, so I'm going to holler at the guy at Afton. He's one of my fans off Reverb, man, so I'm going to go holler at dude. That's all I'm going to talk to you about.
Okay, we can make it happen, man.
Hey, Freak, you want to introduce your man to the rest of the world? Everybody know who he is?
I couldn't hear you. Say it one more time.
I said, do you want to introduce your man to the rest of the world so they know who he is?
Oh, yeah, that's the big homie, man. Cool the Prophet, man, from the Bay, the East Bay, you know what I mean? Oakland's finest, feel me? Hood Pushing Records, you know? They're doing their thing out there, man. They real big out there on the West Coast, the Bay Area, you know what I mean?
Ooh, most definitely.
Yeah, man. They got that E40 music jumping, you feel me?
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Cool. Hey, you need to get with me so we can see what you got going on, brother.
Yeah, man. You can check out our sites. You can go to Reverb Nation. Check us out there. It's Keep It Lit Crew, Hood Pushing Records, Cool the Smuggle Buddha. That's my other little name, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're also on SoundCloud, Keep It Lit Crew, Hood Pushing Records, Sound Clicks. The list goes on and on. MySpace, Twitter. You can catch us on MixedConnection.com as well. You can get those free mixtapes and downloads.
Okay.
So check us out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, shout out, man.
Are you by your computer right now?
Yeah, I actually am by my computer. I was just rolling up some of this California lovely. You know, and the boys hit me, so I had to show him some love real quick before I can swipe the blood. I know what love I got for my boy, you feel me? Because I'm a weed head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
I got you, dog. I got you, man. I appreciate you calling in, dude. That's love right there. Hey, but check it out, man. If you can go to on Facebook, just type in CEO Caesar, CEVA. You'll pull me up.
Said, hold on, brother. You said CEO.
CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Caesar. CEZA.
CEZA. CEZA.
Yeah. And you should pull up something with DJ Black Caesar on there. You'll see me. You'll see DJ Black Caesar. Give me a request.
Okay, let me type. Can I type in DJ Black Caesar?
Yeah. You can type that in also.
Okay.
Because they got me on punishment, man, so I can't add anybody. I don't know why they got me on punishment, but they put me on punishment,
man. Facebook be tripping.
I know they do, man. They trip a lot. Hey, hey, if you go there and just type in DJ Black Caesar, Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A, you'll find me. I'm all over the network, man. You Google search DJ Black. Hey, you know what? You can Google search DJ Black Caesar. You probably find it easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I just typed you in. Your name popped up on here. Yeah, videos of DJ Black Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you live in the mix with DJ Black Caesar, G-Swiss interview.
Yeah. Well,
okay, that's you, brother.
Look at my Facebook page, man.
That guy real funny, man. He's done everything I'm playing but make country music for me.
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
He, that's Willie on the phone right now, sir. Willie is basically, he's a country guy, and he calls by every week to do the show, to come on the show.
I got to call every week.
Okay,
it's
all
good,
man. You know, we got love all kind of music, man.
Yeah, right, exactly. I love all kinds of music, but I don't do country.
Willie, you know,
Willie,
Arkansas, Mississippi. You know, some Bobby
Blue Glass. Yeah, I like Bobby Blue Glass. Don't get me wrong, I like him.
I like blues too. Blues, I like to do, you know, do last thing to the blues too. You know.
Yeah, some good old Johnny Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
I like the good blues though. But I got you, man. I see your stuff. I'm gonna go
I got your request. A million things going on. So when you find the right thing to add me as a friend and send me a little something, let me know that you tell me you're on the radio station. I'll know who you are.
Okay, for sure. I'll let you know. I'll talk to you on the radio station.
Right. Let me know that, and I'll know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, brother, for calling in, man. We appreciate you.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm always here to support everybody, man. That's with good intentions,
up,
you know.
That's what's up. You sound like a good wholesome dude. Hey, Philly, don't you feel like a good wholesome dude?
What did you say, buddy?
I said, don't you feel like a good wholesome dude?
Hey, buddy, you stuttering again.
Can you hear me now, Willie?
I hear you good, buddy.
Okay, I said he sounds like a good wholesome dude, don't he?
I like that dude. I like good color. I mean, good black people. Like he's so good.
You got to call me color.
Hey, Willie.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Willie. Don't use the N word and don't use the C word either. We don't. On radio, we don't like that.
You know, this ain't 1906, man.
Yeah.
We ain't Jim Crow, bro. This ain't Jim Crow, man.
I'm sorry, that slipped out.
You know, we ain't getting our bus kicked no more.
we ain't in the cotton fields no more.
We ain't out there like that.
I'm sorry, that slipped out my mouth, brother.
I'm going to keep it solid with you, too. You really need a Mexican alone, too.
Leave him alone.
Okay, guys. Okay, we're going to get into our show right now. Hey, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you coming in, brother. We're going to get into our show right now. And the first interview we're going to have is dealing with my man, Creep Dog, from the LBC. What's up, Creep?
Wow, what's the word, man? What's going on with it?
Hey, man, it's going down right now. I'm happy to have you. I'm honored to have you on the show tonight, man. We haven't basically did anything with you, and it's time we did something with you, man. So, hey, the time is here right now, so we need to know who Creep Dog is and what do you do, brother?
Oh, man, well, that's a long story, man. I'll be here for a couple hours. I don't want to take up everybody else's time, man. Got to shorten it up.
You got about 40 minutes. You can tell us who you are in 40 minutes.
Yeah, man. No, man. Creep Dog is an awesome artist, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop artist from the east side of Long Beach, California, man. You know, been in the game for a couple years now, man, doing my solo thing, you know. Broke away from the group, you know what I'm saying, I was working with, the Lifestyle Crew and all that. You know, everything is wonderful. Got the new single, mixtape single, Jack of My Style, featured on DJ Flipside's mixtape, you know.
Okay.
That's the king of the Southwest, you know what I mean? In respect to the landlord of the South, you feel me? You know? So I'm just making moves, man.
Yeah, okay, that's cool, man. Flipside is, he used to be the DJ for G-Unit, so he's doing his own thing now. I guess he has his own label that he's trying to get started, and he's been doing a lot of stuff. I see you've been working with him. I've seen that you were working with him. Actually, I have a couple things on his albums also, Black Caesar Records. We have a couple things going on. But I see that you're really doing a lot, man. I see you in a lot of magazines. You got a lot going on. So can you tell us about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot of hard work, man. Recently, I just did something for Juicy Dolls magazine out in New Jersey. You know what I mean? Shout out to Vanessa JC. You know what I mean? Show me a lot of love, you know. showed out there to New Jersey, you know, did my thing, you know. Had a nice little article in the magazine. Had two beautiful dimes on my shoulder. You know what I mean? It was real, really, 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 really live, man.
I seen it.
Yeah, man.
He's always on top of it, man. Always with the pretty honey.
Yeah, man, got to do it, man. So right now, man, just been working, man, you know, doing interviews and doing shows, you know, just keeping the buzz up there, you know, dealing with the label issues and all that, you know, you got the behind-the-scenes shit, you know, you got to deal with that every day, you know.
So let me know, what's going on with the label? I mean, what label are you with and what's going on with the label, man?
Right now, man, with Excalibur Records, you know. / Wu-Tang Protect the Neck Productions, you dig? Right now we're working on the Creepshow album. You know what I mean? It'll be the first Creepshow album right now, but at the same time working on the Rebuild and Destroy mixtape. You know what I mean? That has a blend of West Coast, Dirty South, and East Coast music. You know what I mean? All into one, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So shout out to my cousin from the High Dollar Boys, you know what I mean? City Pimp out there in Gary, Indiana, doing his thing. He'll be featured out there on the mixtape, you know. You know what I mean? Got a couple of Bay Area cats that'll be on there, you know what I mean? Cuzzo Rowe and Coup de Prophet, you know what I mean? A few Bay Area cats. A couple of cats in LA out of Compton, you know what I mean? Got a few cats out there, you know what I mean? The homie S Dot doing his thing, the homie Kurt, Don Zelly. You know, it's a few cats, man. I'll be out here all day naming everybody, man. But, you know, I got a blend of people from, you know, L.A., Atlanta, you know what I mean? Let me see, New York, Jersey, you know. So I'm doing it, man.
You're doing a lot of work out there, brother. I see you all over the place, man. Don't think I don't. I see you all over the place, and I'll be like, wow, man, it's really working. I mean, hey, man, you're going to be on top eventually because you are doing it real, real heavy in the street, man. Your music's everywhere.
Right.
I've been checking you out, man. I checked you out on iTunes, so you got a lot going on, brother. And I just want to say that I want to be one of the first people to say I commend you for everything you're doing. And can you tell me about Snoop Dogg a little bit? I mean, about the Dog Pound, basically how you got started in the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all hands down, that's not my claim to fame. You know what I mean? I'm doing my thing on my own. You feel me? But that was the first camp that really showed me how to do it the right way. You know what I mean? A lot of cats nowadays are doing it the wrong way. They ain't doing it right.
Right.
You feel me? They was kind enough to take me in and show me how to do it the right way, independently and mainstream-wise. You know what I mean? So I soaked up my knowledge of what I learned from the game and what they taught me and passed down to me, and now I'm doing it on my own. You know what I mean? And making it happen. So shout out to everybody. Everybody from Long Beach. Go ahead.
I got a question for you, buddy. How the hell you come across a name like Creep Dog?
Creep Dog was that's inherited, you know what I'm saying, from the big homie. You know what I mean? You know, doing my trials and tribulations in the streets and running around and all that, you know, as an adolescent, I was always, you know, creeping while you're sleeping. So that's where that came from. You know, the big homie, he pretty much, you know, Big Dog pretty much enhanced it, you know what I mean? And made it bigger than what it was, so it kind of stuck with me, you know?
I like that name. I think I'm going to name one of my beagles Creek Dog because he likes to
sleep
on his tail.
What color is your beagle, man? What color is he?
White. Black and white.
Okay.
With brown specks on
them. Okay. Is that right? Where you at? You have Mississippi? Where you at? Arkansas,
Mississippi. I'm down here by the Black River.
Okay. So you out there? You sound like you in the sticks, buddy.
I'm out here, buddy, the alligators and all that kind of stuff. I got ponds with catfish in them and some good bass and some bream.
Oh wow, man! Hey, you know that Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie is coming out on the 4th of January, man. You know, if this country out there like that, man, y'all got to let me know so I could have security with me, man. Because, you know, I heard about the stories out there being out in the boonies, man. Your neighbor is like 1 mile away and shit. You feel me?
Well, you know, we got a chance to come across the color. I mean, some black people one time, and man, we had a wild party out in the woods with them.
Colored, though.
Did he just say colored?
He just say colored.
Oh. Wow.
On me. Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry about that, buddy. I'm just saying. I got to be true to who the hell I am. You know what I'm saying? I grew up calling black people colored people, so I'm just trying to, you know, to myself as we go. I'm a person with colored people.
Hey,
black people like
this. That's
wow. Hey, Willie, you can't say that word anymore, man. We don't use that word on the radio, man. We don't use that word at all, brother. We don't talk like that.
What kind of words y'all using now, buddy?
We African-American. That's what we use now, brother. All right, we don't use color. We don't use nigger. We don't say that anymore, man. We just don't do that.
Well, you know, somebody need to tell my dad and my grandpappy that, because they still call black people all the time.
You need to tell them. Because that's your granny and that's your grandpa and your grandfather. So you need to let them know. Or they're going to wind up dead somewhere.
Well, I don't know about that, buddy, because my grandpa, he's dead already. I just talk to him sometimes because I miss him so bad. I go by the grave and I talk to him.
Okay. Hey, bro, hey, can you hold on for a second, man? Let me talk to Creep a little bit more so the rest of the world can know what he has going on, because you had an interview last week, so be cool for a minute, all right?
Okay. Hey, wow. Creep Dog, maybe you can go hunt with me sometime, buddy.
Maybe you can go out here and hunt with some of my people sometime. Okay, brother. Okay, man. We got you. Hey, Creep, I got another question for you. I think you've done a lot. I know you've been with a lot of people. Tell us about some of the collabos that you've done with some famous people, because I know you're famous, but we want to know about some of the work you've done with some previous people that were as famous as you.
Let's see. Shout out to the homie Bishop Lamont, you know what I mean? Former Aftermath artist, you know what I mean? Signing with Dre, you know, he was, you know what I'm saying, like Dr. Dre's protege, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Besides that, it was Big Dog, King of the West Coast, shout out to him, you know what I mean? Cousin Daz, you know what I'm saying, from DPG, shout out to him, you know what I mean? Just collaborated with a few people, man. A lot of people doing their thing. A lot of cats from War Dogs, you know what I'm saying? You got Mike Stroh, you know what I'm saying? You got Roscoe, you know what I'm saying, from the Pounds. A lot of different people, you know. A lot of people, man. Matter of fact, shout out to the homie Rascast, man. I talked to him a few months back, man. We're supposed to do something, a nice little collabo, man. And shout out to the homie Plies, man. You know, I was able to connect with Plies to one of the big homies, and she put me down with him. We chopped it up on three ways several times, man. We're just putting everything together. So that'd be a banging ass record, man. Creep Dog and Plies. You feel me? You
know? Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Did you say Plies?
That's going to be nice. Yeah, Plies. Shout out to Plies,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Most definitely.
You know? Big homie, man. He didn't have to give me the time of day, man. But, you know, saying he showed me love, man. And, you know, we was able to conversate a few times with his phone, man. So that's a blessing.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
You know?
Most definitely.
You know?
Yeah, man.
So shout out to all my homies up in Queens, you know what I'm saying? I got homies up in Queens, up in BX, up in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? All my homies up in Manhattan, you know what I'm saying? NYC, you know, everybody in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? I probably can't, you know, say everybody's name, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, out there in Jersey, you feel me? The big homie Un, little bro, you know, the homie Twiz. A lot of people, man, you feel me? Just running around, man, just doing it big, man, hopping on these planes and shit, man. At the end of the day, you know, shit is hard work, you know. But somebody got to do it, you feel me?
Hey, buddy, you know a lot of people around the country. You ain't no flight attendant or pilot.
Damn.
Oh, man, no, it's just keeping it pimping, man. Just keeping it pimping, man, internationally, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You got to do it right, man.
Hey, brother, I see my girl out there right now, Sister Gidget. I see you, Sister Gidget. What's up, baby?
I'm sorry, Sister Gidget could not be here today. This is G Suave.
Oh, how you doing, G Suave?
G Suave!
I'm looking at the number wrong.
Yes, you are. What's going on?
How you doing, Sister?
Yeah, she got one hell of a voice.
I'm fine, sir.
Yes,
how are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah, she does sound sweet. So we got a new person on the phone lines. Creep Dog, basically,
what's
this girl that's on right now, she's going to ask you some questions if you don't mind, and I'm going to sit back and just, you know, check out the rest of the show. Well, I'll be back on. I'm going to ask you another question or two, but she's going to ask some questions now to get to know you a little bit, so the rest of the world.
Should I dim the lights? Should I dim the lights with a candle? Put on a record and shit.
Well, that's what makes you comfortable.
Get
you know, that's
up.
What makes
yeah.
you comfortable.
She's a smooth operator. You're making me nervous and shit. This is my interview. You're making me nervous.
Oh, wow.
Don't get nervous.
Well, of course, that's the last thing I need you to be is nervous. I just want to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. It's all good. I'm here. Live
okay,
in the flesh.
So, Creek Dog, what have you been up to lately? I mean, I know you have an extended career, and you've contributed so much to the industry. So what's up and coming for you?
Right now I'm working on the Creep Dog Volume 1 mixtape called Rebuild and Destroy, you know. And at the same time, I'm working on the album called The Creep Show, you know. So that's what I'm working on at the same time. And I'm doing shows, doing interviews, live interviews, radio station interviews, you know, autograph signings and all that, you know. You know, just working the brand, you know what I mean? Staying in rotation, you know, heavy.
Okay, so how long have you been in the industry?
Total 2 years right now.
2 years?
Yeah, I would say 2 years,
Brian. May we ask how old you are?
I'm 29 to be exact.
Dang, she going deep.
She did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're 29, and
mm-hmm.
is this something that you've always wanted to do? Has this always been your long-term vision?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I was more so, like, you know, into producing, you know, and writing, you know, ghostwriting songs for people. And, you know, I just found out, you know, I had a calling in it, and, you know, I stuck my foot out, you know what I mean, and put my foot to the pavement and see what I could do. And I made it this far, so ain't no turning back now. You know what I mean? Might as well make something happen. Got to make it happen, Kevin.
Sorry, is someone talking?
Yes, I heard him say something about ghostwriting. Could you write a country song for my grandfather?
What the fuck?
What's the title? What's the title of the song?
I'd like to hear a song for my dead granddaddy. Just let him know he thinks, you know, let me know he thinking about me while he's gone, you know?
All right, just let me know. Just get that Black Caesar about that, you know what I mean? And just get at me. We can make something happen.
Hey, Creep Dog, holla at your boy Tucano over here, boy.
Wow.
Cracking up in this moment. Can't be cussing on the radio.
Wow.
No, for real, though, what's good, Creep?
What's happening with you? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this killer from Canada, man. I'm a producer for DPGC. I produce for Tiki Bradshaw, you know. My homie OG Suicide put me in, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, it was.
Me and you was actually talking about doing some work not too long ago on Facebook and some Twitter. You know what I mean?
Right, right. What's going on? So what you got going on right now? What's the word?
I think I'm cutting off somewhat, but.
What you got going on right now? What's the word?
Nothing, homie. Just sitting here, you know. I seen your message. You were gonna be on today, you know, on the radio show. So I thought I'd hit you up, you know, see what was up.
What's up, man? Appreciate it, man.
Could somebody turn their radios down? Because I'm getting a lot of feedback from
you. You're going to get a crack soon, though, right?
I'm getting a lot of feedback from that radio that's on, so please turn your radio down or off, please, you know, because we really can't have that on the radio. When you got that going, you should get a lot of feedback. Okay. Hey, who was that speaking to Creep Dog?
Killer from the Bay Hounds, man.
Okay, Killer, what's up with you? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. Basically, my man Creep is just letting us know a little bit about him, what he has going on right now. So if you want, most definitely stay in, stick around, man. You got any questions? Everybody out there got questions. You guys, you can ask your questions. I'm opening up the mics tonight because we're going to have a lot going on tonight. So everybody is in the house tonight. I'm going to have some special guest appearances also. So if you guys want to ask questions, please ask questions. You know, we're not going in any kind of route right now. We're just going to go we're going to deal with Creep Dog first, and then we'll go to the next person, which will be Miss Amy, and then we're going to Fancy, and then the show is over. You guys just stay tuned in. Keep it locked right here on the DJ Black Caesar Vienna show where it all goes down. Hey, I got my man G Swiss going to be in the house tonight with his homeboy, and we're going to play one of his songs. And also, I got Dwayne Jones going to be in the house. We're going to take care of him. Sydney Jones, Swag News Magazine. Hey, man, got a lot of stuff going on. So everybody stick around and stay tuned in right here. Keep it locked right here. Don't touch that website. Hey, Snook Creek, I got something else to ask you, brother. I know you were talking to the young lady, but I got something to ask you, brother. What kind of foods do you like, man? I'm a cook, man. I'm a cook, and I get into food. Hey, man, I'm a chef, man, so I like to know what's a person's favorite food. I ask that question to everybody. So what's your favorite food, brother?
Hey, man, since your boy been out here on the East Coast, man, back and forth for a minute, man, you know, and basically touched down in Atlanta a couple months ago, and in Texas, man, to try, you know, different foods and shit. So, you know, it's like when you traveling, you know, like when you go to Texas, man, they all about their meats and shit like that, you know what I mean, and sausage and shit like that, you know what I mean? And they barbecues, you know what I mean, hands down. Anywhere in the South that you go, you got to fuck with the barbecue off top.
Oh, yeah.
You got to. Yeah, I mean, so that's a first personal favorite, you know what I mean? But when you come out here to New York and New Jersey, you know what I mean, Philly, like, you got to fuck with the pizza, you know what I'm saying, Italian food, hands down, man, because they got that shit a lot, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I ain't never seen as many pizza parlors in my life, man. Every corner, like in L.A., we got, in Long Beach in L.A., we got liquor stores and churches on every corner. In New York, they got fucking pizza parlors on every fucking corner, man. That shit's crazy.
Wow.
It should all taste the same, though, to me. It's bomb. Ain't no pizza like, you know, Italian pizza, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
With the old Italian lady in the back with the recipe, making the pizza and all that shit.
That
shit bomb, man.
Put a dough up in the air, spin around her hand.
Right. Right. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you got to get down with the Italian food, man. And, you know, the Spanish food and you know, the Jamaican food, the Trinidad food. You know, so I'm more like on in the international foods, man. But hands down, at the end of the day, you still gotta have your greens, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go straight organic, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. Check it out, brother. Okay, here's the deal. I got a ladder for you right now. I'm gonna send your ladder out. What do you want to eat on your ladder?
If possible. I'm not picky. I'm not going to be all Hollywood and bougie like Nicki Minaj and shit with an outrageous, you know what I'm saying, writer and shit, feel me? You know? But you got to have some, hands down, man, I'm not trying to sound racist or stereotypical, but you got to have some fried chicken wings, man. You know, not the little drumette that you get in the little bag at the store, no, like the real wing.
I got you.
The whole wing. You know what I mean? You got to have the wings, man. You know what I mean? Hands down, you know.
A pop ad.
Got you.
I got you,
man.
Bro.
You got to have that. Chicken wings, french fries, man.
You know
that shit is magic, man.
You're like a man that I could deal with because I'm the same way, brother. That's what I like on my ladder. If I got a ladder, I'm not a bougie particular person either. Basically, I don't really have to have wings, but give me a breast and some fries and I'll be all right. With a little honey,
mm-hmm.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
That's right.
Maybe two biscuits. I'm good. So you can set me
right
up with two biscuits.
You gotta have that, man.
I need some damn deer and squirrel. I'll be good. Just some deer and squirrel. That's all I need.
Oh, hey, hey, what is that young lady that was on the phone talking to you, creep dog? What was her name?
What was the young lady
that was talking to you?
She had that smooth. G Suave.
I'm sorry for taking your show away from you. You can go ahead and ask your questions to Creek. You got about maybe 12 minutes left to ask Creek some questions, and we need to get your social information also, Creek. So don't forget, don't let me forget that.
All right, for sure.
Okay, so Mr. Creek Dog.
Yes, yes.
What is your opinion on how the music industry has kind of turned the tables on the artists and not really offering up the contracts that maybe some of the people who had inspired you in the industry once received, like Dr. Dre and Tupac, and you all are kind of out there fending for yourselves? Do you think long-term this is going to be better for the industry, or... You think you're not getting a fair deal?
Well, do you want me to lie to you or tell you the truth?
Oh, I'm only going to have the truth. I'll settle for nothing less.
No, I'm not going to go hard in the paint like Tupac was, so I'm going to tone it down a little bit for my fans and because I have respect for the industry. You feel me? So,
okay.
Me personally, I feel like it's good to be independent and it's good to be a mainstream artist. But sometimes being a mainstream artist, you don't get all the street cred like you would being an independent artist. Because an independent artist, he has to work hard. He or she has to work hard from the gate and sleep, eat, you know what I mean, piss, shit. It has to be whatever your brand is and your music, it has to be that, and that has to be 100% solid every day, all day, 24/7. Now, when you switch over and you into the mainstream, you got a bigger label, more money to manage, you know, more people in your pocket, but you're everywhere like broken glass. You're all over the place, MTV, BET, VH1, and that's a good look. You know, but at the end of the day, you're only making about maybe 25 cents a copy sold, you know. And you got the big wigs and the big executives making all this money off of you, you know. The average album, if you go gold, right, that's 500,000 units. The average artist that goes gold, they only make approximately $73,000 off of that. So imagine that.
Wow.
But the record label is going to make a few million, like a good $7.8 million off of that.
Hey, you're stuck with
$73,000.
Hey, Creep, I got a question for you. You said how much you make now? I didn't really hear what you said.
If the average solo artist that goes gold, okay, from all the, subtract all the royalties and everything that was paid out for the marketing and promoting of the album, the videos, all that shit, take all that out, you only left over with 73 grand in your pocket. Let's just round up to 80 grand. You made 80 grand off one album.
I thought you said 73.
But I mean, just do the math real quick. If you multiply 500,000, multiply that by the average CD you sold for, like, let's say $15.99. Boom. You know, that's a lot of millions right there. So who's pocketing all those millions? And they're giving you crumbs. That ain't nothing. So me personally,
if you're an artist like Lil Wayne, you're doing shows all the time. You can make good money.
Right.
Yeah, so I know that. I know what you're talking about, man. I'm getting
right.
it. Because you're actually telling
right.
everybody that these guys, they really didn't know that until you said it, brother, because I thought you said 17. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
No.
I got you on the 73, man. I got you on that.
Right.
I was thinking about 80 or 90. That's what I was thinking myself.
Right.
So, yeah, I got you.
So,
I got you.
So that way, you know, if you're an independent artist, it's better to me to earn your work. You know what I'm saying? Earn your fan base, you know what I mean? So the fans can say, you know what, I remember when he first started out, that nigga's still doing it, he grinding, okay, he deserves, you know what I'm saying, the right for me to go buy his album, because I know him personally, he put in the work for that.
He deserves that.
Right.
Not somebody that just popped out of nowhere 3 months from now. You're like, who the fuck is he? I ain't never heard this nigga before. Never heard his name. Never seen him in a club. Nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then them be the main people that they got that one hit wonder, and you never hear from them. They blow up for a good 3 to 6 months, and you never hear from them again. And next thing you know, they, when they like 40 years old and shit, they be on Unsung, BET and shit, where they at now? You don't want to end up like that. Yeah, you don't want to end up like that, man.
I'm digging what you're saying, brother. Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
So stay on top of your contracts, man. Contracts are very important.
Hey, Craig, we got a question from somebody in the audience. Who is that now?
This is Pure Model Service. I just wanted to shout out Pre-Dog and let you know we love your single, Dr. My Style, and you have a little fan that want to shout you out. Hold on.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey, how you doing, lovely? How you doing?
She's eating her food now, but she wanted to shout you out on the radio. So we just wanted to show love
thank
to you.
You.
We from Jersey, trying to show our love. And we
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Love y'all too. Church.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
Great. Here's the deal, man. We're going to play a song for you right now. Jock and myself, since they brought that up, I'm glad they brought that up.
All right.
Can you introduce the song? Give me a world premiere on this song, brother. Let's get that song going. So give me a world premiere on this song right here.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the world premiere. Creepy OGG and the homeboy. Rico 310 from Compton, you know what I mean? Jack of My Style, here live and direct on Black Caesar Radio. You dig that? Church.
Hey, Jock in My Style by Creek Dog. That song right there. Hey, check it out, brother. This is what we like to do on our show, the DJ Black Season Vienna Show. We actually give the songs a grade around here on a scale of 1 through 10. And I'm going to ask my girl, Fancy. Fancy, what's up? What do you think about that song right there, 1 through 10?
I would definitely give it a 10. I like it a lot.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's what's up. Miss Amy, are you out there listening?
Yes, I'm here.
Amy, what do you give that song right there on a scale of 1 through 10, Creek Dog, Jocking That's My Style?
I give that a 10 also. I like it a lot.
Wow.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate
very,
it.
Very, very nice.
Wow. That's what's up. Miss Suave, what's up, baby? How you doing out there on 1 through 10, Miss Suave?
I'll give him a 10 to the 10th power. How about that?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I give you a 10 too, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, where is Willie at? Is Willie still out there?
I'm still here, Steven.
Hey, Willie. When we do the show, Willie, we like to give a song a grade, and we grade those songs on a scale of 1 through 10. So I'm going to ask you, Willie, what do you give that song 1 through 10?
Jeez, I give that damn song about 10 ears of corn, buddy.
Hey, Willie, thanks a lot, Willie. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate
it. Appreciate it, man. Good looking out.
So that's what's up, man. That song right there was nice. I could feel that anywhere I go. I could feel that in the club. I could feel that all over, man. So you got a real winner right there, Creep, and I'm proud of you. Hey, guys, check it out right here. Check it out and listen closely.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
That's 662-995-0679. If you want to be on the show, just give me a call at that number right there, and we'll get you set up for an interview. And you guys, everybody, we got a full house tonight, man. I'm looking at the switchboard. It's crazy right now, man. I haven't seen this many people basically since I've been doing this show. We got a full house. The phone lines are lit up. Hey, guys, I think everybody's tuned in right now. I want to give shouts out to my dad. What's up, Shane and Sydney and Karan and Coke and Grim Caesar? What's up, you guys? Hey, what's up, Big Ball? What's up, Martha Jean Johnson? What's up, Chris Davis? Relentless. He's the VIP over there, man. He's the vice president of this T-shirt company, man. What's up, G Switch? You know I'm looking at you, baby. Hey, G, I'm going to get to your song in just a minute, so stay tuned in. Keep it locked right here. We're going to get your song. But, hey, Creek Dog, can you give some social networks where these guys can find you at?
Oh, yeah, man. First and foremost, you hit me up on Twitter. That's Creek Dog LBC on Twitter. You know what I mean? Hit me up on Facebook. That's Creek Dog LBC on Facebook. Actually, the Facebook is maxed out. So what people can do is hit me up on Twitter, and I'll make another page, you know what I mean, on Facebook and do it that way. You know what I mean? Or you can send something out on YouTube, you know what I mean, Creep Dog TV. You know, look out for the new single with coming out in the next quarter, first quarter, excuse me. New single in the first quarter called Gangsta Sonata featuring the Big Homie Nocturnal, you know what I mean? So I got a new single with Nocturnal coming out. Shout out to everybody from Excalibur Recordings, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody from, you know what I mean, from Jersey, New York, everybody putting their support in. Shout out to the homie B-Plays from St. Louis, you know what I mean? All my Cali niggas, you know what I mean? All my Atlanta niggas, you know what I mean? Shout out to the boys in the hood in Atlanta, you know what I mean? Big Duke from over there. Shout out to the homie Kingpin, skinny motherfucking pimp from 3-6 Mafia out there in Tennessee, you know? Shout out to everybody out there in Texas. Yeah, you know I mean, all my homies and homegirls out there in Texas doing anything, doing it real big and live. Shout out to all my Cali niggas.
Hey, we're happy to have you on the show, Creek, man. We got to do this again, man. I'll be calling you up from time to time. Just letting you know, whenever I call you up, you know, if you got anything going on, you shout everybody out on the show, and we're going to get you on some more shows, man. So don't think this is it. This is not it.
Right.
I'll call you up
in a blue moon. I'm gonna call you up in a blue moon. You ain't gonna be expecting it, but it's gonna come to you.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
just sir.
I like old Creep Dog. Hey, Creep Dog, I want you to do me a favor, buddy. I want you to take your flight. I don't know what kind of job you got. I don't know if you're a flight attendant or a pilot. I don't know what the hell you are, but you need to take
I'm just a rapper, man. I'm just a
take your trip down to Mississippi and teach these damn beagles I got out of hunt.
Let's do it, man. You know, chop it up with Black Caesar, man. He'll give me the invoice and let's make it happen.
We're going to make this happen.
As long as the check is in the mail, I'll sell. Let's go.
All right.
We're going
to do that.
Hey,
Caesar, you let him say the N word, buddy. What's up with that?
Do what
hey, can I give a shout out?
You let him say the N word.
Give a shout out, man.
You let
yeah,
him
I
say want to
shout out Creep Dog from Space Dot Magazine. This your boy Young Bank.
Young Bank, what it is? What up, homie?
Man.
I'm chilling, man. I'm over here, you know, just cracking up, laughing, man, having a good time, man, on this show, man. It's one of the best radio station shows, man, I've had in a minute, man. You know, it's live. It's live. It's country. You know what I mean? It's vibrant. It's a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah,
how about your boy, though, man? What you got going on? Let the world know what you got popping, homie.
I mean, you know, we got Space Time Magazine. For everybody that don't know, definitely go check that out, spacetimemagazine.com. We're going to be in the retail stores December 29th, first one, Barnes & Nobles. And I'm trying to catch that interview with you, man.
Okay, let's make it happen, man.
Hey, get
up
with me, brother, and we'll get you on the show, too, man, so you can put your information out there. Get at me. I know you didn't hear that request line. At 662
okay,
995-0679. 662-995-0679. Everybody that wants to interview, get with me at that number right there, and we'll set it up and get you guys on. The magazine guy, thanks for calling in, brother. We appreciate that. Okay, Creep, hey, man, it was good having you on the show, man, but I got to get on to my next guest, and that is my girl, Amy. What's up, Amy?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well, real well. Just trying to see what's up with your life. What you got going on, baby?
Just promoting the artists and looking for new talent, like always.
Great. That sounds really good. Can you tell everybody who you are and what you got going on, Amy?
Well, I'm a music promoter from Boston. I also book shows for artists. I'm basically a Latin promoter. I book a lot of reggaeton artists. And I set
really?
Them up.
Let me put it on me. Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I do. I'm a music promoter.
Cool, that's what's up. Tell everybody... What artists you have that you promote?
I work with Don Chesina. He is a very big Latin artist. He had a hit called Tra, and it's still in the clubs today. I work with a long list of Latin artists. I work with Tony Dice. I work.
Oh, wow. I just muted her out. My bad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry,
no,
Amy. I'm muted out.
That's fine.
I'm sorry about that. I was muting all the phones out, and I went through the list, and I said, damn, I just muted her out.
Yeah, no,
okay,
no, that's fine.
Okay.
What do you want to know, honey?
No, I said, tell me some of the artists, give me the list, the breakdown of all the artists you work with right now.
Oh. Okay, well, Tony Dice is one of the biggest artists that I work with.
Okay.
He's international. All of the artists I have,
I heard of Tony Dice. I think I heard of him.
I work with Tony Dice. I work with Don Chesina. He's the artist that sang Tra.
Okay.
It's Tra, Tra, Tra. That's all the words in the song.
Wow.
yeah.
Wow.
All the artists I have are very known. I work a lot with Machete Music. They're a label. But like what Creep said about independent artists, I agree with him 100%. Okay. I think it might be a little bit, it's obviously harder to be independent, but I think it's better to be independent.
Right.
Because of the way the industry is now. And, you know, the artist that I have, Tony Dice was with Pina Records. He left Pina Records. He's now independent.
Okay.
And he just, you know, they set their own price. It's easier to deal with the artist. I don't have to go through a million people. If I have to go through people to talk to the artist, I don't talk to them. I talk directly to the artist
right.
that I work with. I work with
Susan
Link. Yeah,
you know
Susan Link is
you know,
one of the artists
I
work with.
Can I say one thing? I do agree with you on that. Just like this show right here, if I can't
mm-hmm.
talk to the artist, then they can't be on the show. I don't work like that. You know, that's not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't work like that either.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through 50 different people, you know, to set up a show or to book the show
right.
or to book an interview. I want to talk directly to the artist and because I put my time in. I've been doing this for
right.
7 years now.
Right.
You know? So
I see you all over the line. I see you on LinkedIn. I see you on Facebook. I see you on Twitter. So you get it in a day. You get it in because you're everywhere that the other people aren't. You know, you're everywhere I'm at, and I know I work real hard. So I see you all over the place, lady.
Oh yeah, this is a lifestyle that you have to live if you want to be in the industry.
What?
You know, this isn't something like once in a while I'll do it. No, I'm very much committed to. You know, to looking for new venues, to looking for new promoters, to get the artist's name out there.
Right.
So, you know, it's
That's
a daily
great.
Thing.
That's great.
It's phone calls and emails, and, you know, it's the best thing is seeing the artist up on stage, looking at the fans, watching the fans enjoy themselves.
Right.
You know, and that's gratifying to me.
Right, right. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, check it out. I'm going to let Miss Suave speak to you now and let her get some questions out for you. But I'll be back, and I'll ask you some more questions before we get off the show tonight, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me ask you, have you found this to be a male-dominated industry?
It is a male-dominating industry. I am up against a lot of men, but I work very hard and I keep it so professional that I hope that I've earned the respect of the men in this industry. There's not a lot of promoters, and you have to be very tough to be in this business because the men will try to run you over. You know, but I do get a lot of love because I'm a female.
Yeah.
Can I say something else? Can I say something else about
mm-hmm.
you, Amy? She's a very
sure.
beautiful female at that. She's very beautiful. I thought I'd share it with everybody so they'll know what's going on, so they'll know why
Thank
you're
you.
On the show. No, that's not why you're on the show.
Well, thank you very
much. Of course she is. Of course she is. And I just wanted to know, so, you know, when you're a female and you're talking about getting into this end of the business, is it very challenging for you individually to have to rub up against so much testosterone, or is it very comfortable for you to do?
It's very comfortable. Usually if I'm in meetings or if I'm on tour with somebody, I'm most likely I'm the only girl. But I keep it very professional. I try not to be a fan. And I really focus it as being business. But I'm very lucky. I get to be on stage with men that women are screaming and yelling for. You know, throwing panties up on stage, screaming and yelling, and you know, I get to talk with these people one on one, be with them, have dinner with them afterwards. So I'm very lucky. I feel like I'm very blessed.
Right. And so who are some of the artists that you are targeting now that you're really trying to, interact with in the future?
Well, there's a lot of Latin artists that I have not reached yet, and I'm looking towards them. A lot of people from Pina Records, Arcángel, he's one of the artists that I'm looking at. He's very popular. He's basically the one that I'm really, really trying to work with. Also, Don Omar, I want to work with him also.
He's a very, very good artist. I've seen him in concert, and, you know, he's amazing. And I look for that also. I look for artists that give very good performances, that they're very known, they're easy to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But I also support independent artists also.
So have you found that the industry for Latin music, it has really in the last 20 years grown to another level? I mean, I remember, I'm going to tell my age a little bit, but I remember when all we had was Jose Feliciano and I can't even remember who else. Were in the mainstream of the industry. So do we have a lot of more people who are going to exalt themselves to the level of like Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez? Do you see any artists that you've interviewed or, you know, promoted thus far that are going in that direction?
I would hope so. I feel like music is not what it was before. Where the big salsa dancers were, and La Fania was a very big company that, you know, they were everywhere. I feel like it's very rare to find somebody like Mark Anthony with his voice and, you know, him being so well known. But, you know, it varies. I'm not really sure. I would hope that it would. But I really don't know.
Yes, ma'am. And so with the opportunities that you've had, you know, doing what you're doing.
I said him on the last five
Tuesdays.
He's like, yo, you there? I was like, nigga, we
just 215
number.
Is that someone talking
when I'm talking? Let me find out who that is, and I'll beep him out for you because I'm sorry. I thought I had everybody beeped out, but evidently I don't. Go ahead and talk, guys. I got it.
Okay. I was wondering, you know, like, what would you tell young women who are looking to get into this industry and the only thing that they really see are the artists, but they don't actually see the work behind the scene? So how would you encourage young women and young men even to pursue another level of being in the entertainment business? What would you tell them?
Well, I would have to give them a reality check and let them know that it is work. I sit on my computer more than I do, more than anything else, all day. And I network. And, you know, they would have to, this is like a lifestyle for me. It can't be a hobby. It's more than just, I mean, getting up on stage with the artist and talking to the artist is, you know, that's like the frosting on the cake. But underneath, you know, they would have to be dedicated 100%. And, you know, there's nights with no sleep, and it's like a 24-hour day thing. Your image has to be on point. You have to learn how to speak to people, and you have to be willing to give it 100%. You know, there's no I don't have a social life. My social life is when I'm working and I'm at the clubs. That's it. Other than that, my downtime is I'm home. So, I mean, they would have to be 100% dedicated, and they would. This doesn't end. It's not like a 9-to-5 job, and then you're done, and then you go on the next day and you do the same thing. There's constant networking, constantly looking for new artists, for new promoters, for new clubs, and the artists too. They have to constantly be on their game with the new songs, and you know, I have artists all day sending me music. And a lot of the artists, like the new artists will come up and they'll give me music that's not mixed and not mastered. And, you know, I have to tell them. I'm like, you know, this is not good. This is not mixed. You know, the vocals are off. And they get mad at me. I've had people swear at me and hang up on me. And I'm just giving my honest opinion. So, you know, you have to be very hard to be in this industry. Very, very, you have to be, you have to have a thick skin to work here.
So you have to kind of dig through the trash to get to the treasure, huh?
Yes, definitely, 100%.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what are your plans for the future? I mean, you say this is like a 24-hour thing, so how long do you expect to be on this end of the business? I mean, how long do you think you can go on? And if you are thinking about moving on, what are you moving on into?
Well, I'm trying to move. I'm moving on now. I have two up and coming groups that I am working with, and they're brand new. One is a bachata group. They're twins. They're called D&E. I'm working with them. Very, very good. So I plan on being with them for a long time. They have shows coming up. I book shows for them here in Boston. They have a show in Connecticut coming up, and also another group called Sociedad Secreta. It's Secret Society. They're brand new too, and they're up and coming, and they're taking off very well also. So I mean, I'm gonna be, you know, and I'm older. I came into this game older. So I don't know. I'm hoping to, you know, to last as long as, you know, as long as I can. I'm not really sure, but you know, I'm slightly older, so I'm not really, you know, I have to compete with the younger women. You know, so I'm not really sure, but I am working on up-and-coming artists right now. I am talking to a very big company that wants me to be their promoter, and they have huge artists. So I'm working with them also, but nothing is set in stone yet, so I don't want to reveal the name. But, in, you know, contracts are very important also. People are saying about contracts, very important. Because without that, you know, without that, you can't really go by mouth, you know what I mean? By verbal contracts. They're just, like, out the window.
Swami, can I ask her a question right quick?
Sure.
I got a question for you. Do you work with any other kind of artists other than Latino artists? Because I got people asking me that right now on Facebook. They're like, does she work with any other kind of artists? Three people just asked me that. I guess they're listening in. They want to know.
I do. I work with some hip hop artists. I am open to working with other types of music. It doesn't necessarily have to be Latin. It just has to be good.
Okay. I heard you mention Cuban Link. You work with him?
I do.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cuban Link.
Yeah, very, very, very humble artist. He's very nice, and, you know, he's making music, too. He's working on music as we speak. So, you know, I'm with that whole, with the Cuban Link cartel.
Hey, Amy, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. All this work you're doing, hell, when you got time for a boyfriend?
I'm single. I'm 100% single.
I couldn't date you because, damn it, you work too damn much. I want somebody to come home to every day, you know?
Yes, that is true, but I like my single life. I did the married thing before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did the married thing before. I'm good.
Yeah. You hear that, Willie? She's good.
I just want to thank you for being one of the pioneer women doing what you're doing. And so I think a lot of young ladies will be able to look up to you in the future and say, you know, she's a pioneer. You know, she kind of paved the way for us to get in the door. I know it's been a struggle for you, but I appreciate the fact that you're making it easier for other females to come in and do what you do. So, you know.
That's something that I really, really appreciate. I'm very flattered, and I really appreciate you guys having me on your show.
Yeah,
I appreciate it a lot.
Most definitely. Hey, you got a song called Holly BB. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. Can you tell? How you pronounce that song?
I'm sorry.
You have a song that you sent me called Holly BB.
Are you pronouncing it? I don't know. I don't remember which song I sent you. Who sings it?
It's featuring, wow, I can't even read this, man. Suicide Security? Featuring Suicide something?
Is it Sociedad Secreta? Oh, Hola Bebe.
Yeah, that's it. I can't read that, man. I can't read that. I'm not Italian.
Hey,
yeah, it's
Caesar. I'm about to teach her how to speak proper English, buddy.
hey, Willie, hold on, man. We're running out of time, man. I really need to holler at her. I need to get this song played also. And then I have somebody else. Can you pronounce it right for me and introduce the song for me? Give me a world premiere on this song, because I'm going to play it now so we can get that out of the way.
Okay, the song is by Sociedad Secreta, and the name of the song is Hola Bebe.
Yeah, that's it. Hola Bebe. Okay, give me a world premiere. You can do better than that. A world premiere is basically introducing my show, our show, and putting your own name out there also. So give me a world premiere.
Okay, this is the world premiere, Sociedad Secreta, Hola Bebe, on DJ Black, Caesar, and Vienna Show.
Great, I like that. Thank you very much, madam. And we're going to put
you're
that
very
song.
Welcome.
Sociedad Secreta, hello. Tan, tan, ¿sabes? Sociedad Secreta, Chori.
Hola Bebe, mía. Si no me sé con ella, avísame. Para que no te cansara. Te puedo jurar que nunca va a ser. Y a mi mamá no solía. Seguro que la cama no hay quien lo haga como yo. Si te gusta la idea, avísame. No se ve.
You know what?
I'm sorry, do what now?
Oh, no, I'm not Latin. I'm Italian.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I said. You're Italian, but that was a Latin name. Wow. Hey, you know what? I already know. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. But, yeah, I was going to go to grading the song on a scale of 1 through 10. I'm going to call my man Creep Dog. Creep Dog, what do you got to call with that 1 to 10, brother?
Let's see. Right now, I give that song a 10 plus. You know, I was feeling
wow.
It was really lovely. It was vibrant. You know what I mean? You could get up, party to it, drink to it. You know what I mean? Shake to it. It's universal.
That's a club anthem right there. That's a club anthem.
Oh, thank you. Creep Dog, I'm actually following you on Twitter right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Say
your name one more time.
Sorry?
Say your name one more time again. With the accent.
Name?
Yeah.
Oh, the name of the group is Sociedad Secreta. All
right.
No, he wants to know your name.
And what's your name?
Amy DeBona.
Amy DeBona. Okay.
My Twitter is Amy La Promotora.
Okay, so.
Wow.
I left your message.
That sounds so amazing.
Thank you.
Hey, Suave, what are you going to start with that, Suave, 1 through 10?
Well, you know, I had to catch my breath from doing the salsa over here, so, you know, wow. I give it a 10 million, 10 million, 10
wow.
million.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you very
hey,
much.
Hey, guys, I'm going to call
You're
on
welcome.
A person that's online with us right now. This guy is somebody you all know from back in the days when he did his interview. This is a good friend of mine. He's out of New York City. Check him out, G Swiss. What's up, Money Fame, boys?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's not G Swiss, it's the man's right now.
Oh, okay, what's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed for the best. Hey, what do you get that song, brother? What do you get that song? You just heard it. What do you get that song, scale of 1 through 10?
I get that song like a good 10, because I'm actually Puerto Rican and Dominican, so, you know,
oh, okay.
I like that. So that's cool, you know.
Thank you.
Is this Joe Marte?
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man.
Okay. Willie, what do you got a song, Willie?
I'm going to tell you something. If I can share out your language, you people be speaking, I can give you a better number than I'm about to give you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I should have known that was going to come out of your mouth, man. I should have known.
I'm going to tell
wow.
you, I done ran across a lot of Spanish-speaking black people. I swear, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans.
Okay.
I'm going to give that song a good 10.
Hey, Miss Amy, can you give everybody your social networks where they can find you at?
Yeah, my social network on Twitter is Amy La Promotora. And
now,
my Facebook.
Can you give it to them one more time? You might have to spell that, because when you said it, if I wasn't a friend of yours already, I wouldn't be able to find that.
All right, it's Amy LAPR. Wait, now I gotta look at it. Hold on.
Well, she can't even spell it herself, man.
I can spell it. Okay, here we go.
Teach me how to spell it.
Okay.
It's Amy.
Uh-huh.
LAPRMOTORA. It's like promoter, but in Spanish, it's promotora.
Wow. Okay, that's great. We appreciate it, man. We got it now. Her own name. Can't spell her own name. Hey, you know what? We ain't going to worry about that. All we're going to do is go on. So you basically spelled it for them. If they can't find it, you guys find it on my Facebook page. I'm going to list everybody. everybody that's on the show tonight, I'm going to have it listed on my page. So if you guys want to join them up and join their pages, it'll be on my homepage. What I'll do is I'll post it on the main page on Facebook. So if you look at it, just check it out because I've been posting stuff all night. So you guys check that out, and I'll get it on there. Okay, guys, you heard it, man. That was Amy, and basically, Amy, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this is not going to be the only time you're going to be on here. We're going to call you from time to time also to see what you got going on in your neck of the woods.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yes, Mommy. Appreciate it. Fancy. Where you at, Fancy? Where you at, Fancy?
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Yeah.
Who is that? Okay, guys, we're going to go to a song by Joe Mark. We're going to go to a song by him, and then we're going to go to a song about G Swift. But first, we're going to go to Joe Mark. What's up, Body Bags? Check it out, guys.
A nigga like me like the road that wait up. And when I'm done, I gotta go and re up.
Yeah. Roll the weed and the swisher. Shorty bad, but I don't kiss her. Eyes low, no hydro. Shorty thick, she 5'4". Going down my iPhone. She the bitch that I bone. I don't brag about it, I'm a man about it. I run the pussy and rant about it. Don't with these hoes, I just love Keisha and smoke the reefer. Mary Jane, Mary to my brain. That's the bitch that keep me sane. Every time a nigga stressed out, Keisha be the best out. She sweet, but I like her sour side. AKA her power side. Got me so stuck when I roll up. I'm so high, a nigga go up. I'm blowing O's like donuts. Everywhere I go, the hoes show up. It's like they know I'm about to blow up. But when I crush the weed, they might luckily get a one time free roll up. Bitches move too fast, they need to slow up. Hold
nigga
up.
Like me, like the road that we.
Thank you.
And then they both have, like, really hot singles right now. and you know, just pushing them. They're doing a lot of stuff in Canada, different areas throughout Canada, and Cobra is, you know, locally here in Dallas, and we are, like, basically expanding and trying to build our fan base, you know, starting with, you know, the South and just, you know, our areas, surrounding areas, and then branching out nationwide.
Cool. That's what's up. Fancy, you're doing a lot over there, what you're doing. Hey, Fancy, where are you from again? You're from Dallas?
No, I live in Dallas, but I'm actually from Virginia.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I knew you were from somewhere up there. You're from Virginia, but you reside in Dallas. Okay. You're in Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your guys. Do they have a song together, this Swag Boy song? Is that both of them, or is that just one of them?
No. They both have swag in their song. Cobra Monroe's song is called Swag It Out. And then Jay Good's song is called Swagger Boy. That's the one.
Okay, Jay Good. This is Jay Good. I got Jay Good and Cobra, but I guess I got to take Cobra off there. So I got Jay Good's song. I got a song by Jay Good right now. Can you introduce that song and I'll play it for him?
Sure.
I mean, look, does he have other songs? I mean, will he have anything else to send us when he comes on the show, or is that it?
Oh, right. He has, like, a bunch of songs. He's on his third mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to play the song if he has other songs, we good to play it. Okay, can you introduce this song, Swagger Boy? Can you introduce it by my man, Jay Good?
Yes. This is your favorite Diva Fantasy, and I'm kicking it live with DJ Black Caesar on the DJ Black Caesar in Vienna show. And this is a song by my artist, Jay Good, called Swagger Boy. He's out of Toronto, Canada. Check it out.
Swag. You can tell it I'm a swagger boy. Match your well cause I'm a swagger boy. Give them hell cause I'm a swagger boy. Swagger boy. Swagger boy. You can tell it I'm a swagger boy. Match your well cause I'm a swagger boy. Give them hell cause I'm a swagger boy. You don't really need to speak about it. I'm never on Twitter, so you don't need to tweet about it. Yeah, they call me Swagger Boy. Need a pastor boy, the way I'm killing these boys. I swear to God that they be jealous. Nothing you can tell us, they be shopping up and selling. I got a show in London, so I told them better tell us. And you can tell by my wingspan that I fly like a papella. Flyer than I ever been. Across the border, getting all the no Mexican. Yeah, New York be my stomping ground. When it comes to the clothes, I shut the shit down. Why you think that they be looking and they got a frown? Cause the girls got their legs open or got some sound. Yeah, I'm such a swagger boy. No need to get mad, go get your pastor boy. Swagger boy. You can tell it I'm a swagger boy. Well, cause I'm a swagger boy. Give them hell cause I'm a swagger boy. Swagger boy. Swagger boy. You can tell it I'm a swagger boy. Match it well cause I'm a swagger boy. Give them hell cause I'm a swagger boy. Swagger on YOLO. Brought to you by Polo. Niggas can't come out their pockets. Call them Tony Romo. Fucking up your dough flow. Tricking on these hoes. You only live once. That's the motto, nigga. Don't know. Thought that you would know this by now. Go get your money right. Gotta show at another country. Come a swagger right. And I be matching with the matching JC's a flight. And I be sipping pina coladas at night. Wondering where the fuck you got your sound from. You Diggy Simmons, little nigga. I am Rev Run. That means I bothered you. That mother niggas bothered you. You ain't even my real semen, nigga. You are Mountain Dew. So what is there to do but tell you kick rocks? I'm from the 388. That's a big block. My bezel tick tock. But let me fucking stop. They call me Swagger Boy. Thought I'd let you know I claim my spot. Swagger Boy. You can tell it I'm a Swagger Boy. Match your well cause I'm a Swagger Boy. Give them hell cause I'm a swagger boy. Swagger boy. Swagger boy. You
can tell it I'm a swag gut bomb. Match your work cause I'm a swag gut bomb. Give them hell cause I'm a swag gut bomb.
Swag, swag, swag boy by Jay Good. That was an awesome song right there, guys. You already know what the deal is. Let's grade that song right there on a scale of 1 through 10. What's up, Creep Dog? Where you get that song right there, brother? Everybody turn your phones off mute right now, so turn your phones back in.
Yeah, I like the hook of that song, man. You know, I'm still on that, man. I give that a 10 plus right there, man. You can definitely club into the club with that.
Wow. Okay, man. Thanks a lot, Creep. We appreciate that. Everybody's giving tens tonight. Willie, what's up with you, brother?
I give that soul 10 helpers.
Okay, Willie. Suave, what do you get from Suave?
You know the helper.
Let's go, right?
I'm right here.
Suave, what do you get from
helper?
A man can't stop talking. I said I know what it is. A helper is a cow. I know what it is.
I give that song 10 crip walks because that's what I was doing to it.
Okay, Suave.
You got to come to Long Beach for that, baby.
I'm from that area, baby. You know, so you might wanna that's my hometown, that's my turf.
Hey, Creep, guess where she's from, Creep Dog.
Where you from? The east side? From the east?
Tell me where you're from, baby.
I'm from Compton, California, representing that west side, baby.
Weeks off, so we're just gonna do it like this. Play Scroll and chirping in. I'm going to turn everybody's phone lines off so I can mute it out because I'm getting a lot of noise. Okay, I guess I took care of it. Hey, guys, but anyway, we come on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. You already know how we do it. We got Miss Mac, Yolanda Mac is going to be doing some things with us. She has a whole team over there with her. She's going to be sending some of her guys over this way, and you guys will know about that. And I think LBC, Creek Dog, that's one of her guys. She's working
DJ
with him.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This Brother Rakim Muhammad, brother.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Your cousin, my man. What's going on? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, man, this might be your last show, brother.
Why is that?
You got this character Willie on there, man. You know, we from the Nation of Islam, brother. We don't like this racism, you know, that kind of environment, man. I mean, you're insulting the guests, brother. I can't have that on my network, brother.
I understand that, but you understand that I can't control these people that come on my show, man. That's not my job. I can't do that. Everybody is welcome on my show. I don't care if they're racist or not, brother. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, so, you know, he's welcome here because I'm not going to front on Willie like I'm all that. I've been to a point where I was, like, in a situation where Willie's there right now. He can't help that he's a country bunking and don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. So don't please don't front on him.
Who the hell are you supposed to be, buddy? Who the hell is
this? Hey, you know what? Hey, Willie, it's all good, man. That's my cousin. I will talk to him after the show, Willie. You're good. You can stay on the show. You can come on the show anytime you want, Willie.
Don't worry about Willie. I got Willie. You don't have to worry about Willie, Rakim. I got him.
Caesar, we'll talk, man. We'll talk, cousin. We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk, man. We'll most definitely talk. Well, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right, cuz. Peace.
All right, man. Peace. Wow. You heard that, man? The noise is getting out there, man. It's getting back to my boss, man, my boss's boss. Man, it's getting deep around here. The DJ Black Caesar Vienna show is going to be canceled out. Wow, that's a must. But, I mean, that's a big iffy because DJ Black Caesar Vienna show is doing pretty good right now, and we're going to continue doing good. That's my cousin. I'll talk to him later, so we ain't even worried about that.
Willie is my man. Willie is my man. He ain't going nowhere unless I say he goes.
I don't understand what color, I mean, that guy say. I come on the show because Caesar let me come on the show, and I talk as much shit as I want to talk, and he can kiss my ass. I don't understand.
Hey, Willie, come on, man. I just took up for you and now you want to tell a man to kiss your ass. Don't do that, Willie. Hey, hold on, guys. Let me get back to Miss Fancy because we're going to do an interview with her guys a little later on in the year that's coming up. I'm going to get both of her artists on because one of them's dad was sick, and he had to tend to him, and the other one's in Canada, so I don't know how to work Skype, so I can't even work Skype on mine because I don't have the ability to work Skype. Do you need a camera to work Skype? Don't you need a camera? Anybody out there know about Skype? Hey, Gidget, Miss Suave, don't you need a camera to work Skype?
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay. Because I don't know how to work it on just the phone. I really never done it. But I do know you can use it for Blog Talk Radio. I know you can use it because they actually have something right here. But I don't even have that downloaded. But these people that call me from international places, we got to get them on track, man. They got to either get a calling card to call me up because we've done some stuff with some people from Germany. And that guy, basically, he had a calling card, so he called me on his phone, on my phone, and then I plugged him in like that. So that's kind of like what they need to do because all these phone calls coming from other places, hey, I just can't deal with it, man. I can't deal with it. But, hey, we'll get to that later on.
I got a porn store to be Skyping me. A porn store Skypes me all the time.
Do what now?
I got a porn store that she Skypes me all the time. A beautiful black woman with a big booty.
not no porn star.
don't be ironing our dirty laundry on radio. We on radio, right, Caesar?
Yes, sir. You are.
Hey,
swallow,
don't be doing that, baby.
Well, you need to shut your mouth.
We have 3 minutes left, and I got a song that I want to play by my man, Big Rome, Who Am I, that's coming up right now. So everybody check it out. Brand new world premiere by Big Rome, the Black Caesar record.
Thank God I made it. Everybody don't like me, consider me the most hated. Every rapper ain't no hood star, let's get that understood. Be wrong, be the truth, cause I'm really from the hood. Every chopper ain't a rapper, but I'm the one that did it. If this music thing don't work out in the streets, I bet I get it. I got hustle in my pedigree, top down for show. I'm the boss hoe from Arkansas, for those that didn't know. I'm a beast, you can't deny it, I'm about to start a riot. Competition don't like it, but lying, be quiet. Got me mentally disturbed. Yeah, I'm about to go berserk. Now I'm talking out my problems with a shrink. This is who I am. You can't change it.
Church,
rich dude, baby.